Mishnah Yomi, we are learning Maseches Peah. We are in the sixth perek. We're up to the third Mishnah, Mishnah Gimel. Rashi Shoros, the beginning of a row. We're going to see in the next Mishnah the exact details regarding what specifically this is referring to. The Mishnah is going to be discussing what's considered to be Shitcha when you leave something, when you leave a sheaf lying on the ground, and what's not considered to be shicha. So we'll come to that in a moment. Next line in the Mishnah, Ha'omer shekenegdo mochiach. If you have a sheaf which is next to a row, that will indicate that it's not yet forgotten. The way this is understood is that you have a row of sheaves and you're collecting. And at some point, you skipped over a certain sheaf. Let's say you're going from east to west. However, this sheaf that you've forgotten, if you then would collect from north to south, let's say you have 50 rows one way and 50 rows the other way. So the sheaf that you forgot going from east to west, there's a good chance when you go from north to south, you're going to come to this sheaf that's in this particular row number 28, that was going from east to west. But as you go down in row 21 from north to south, you're going to come to it. So that's not called shicha because you're going to come to it and pick it up as you move in the other direction. Continues the Mishnah. Ha'omer shehichzik bo lolicho al'ir v'shacho modim she'eno shicha. Everyone agrees, if you have an omer, if you have a sheaf that you have picked up and you have already established that this you're going to be taking with you, you're going to bring to the city, to the threshing floor. Even if you put it down temporarily and it maybe looks like you forgot it, that's not considered to be shikha since you already acquired it, you already picked it up for yourself, and therefore the aniyim do not have the rights to it. Continues the next Mishnah, Dalad. Now we're going to go back to that opening line in the previous Mishnah, where this Mishnah now proceeds to explain. The Elohein Roshei Shoros. This is what we call the beginning of the rows. What does that mean? Shnayim Shitchilu Mi'emsa Hashura. Zepan of the Tzafam, Zepan of the Darom. You have two people who are collecting the sheaves in the field. They start in the middle of a row. One's working towards the north, and one's working towards the south. Vishachu lifneim achareim, and they forgot some sheaves, some that are before them, and some that are behind them. So the Mishnah explains, esh lifneim, those that are before them, those that they are working towards, and they've passed over. So shicha, that's the classic case of shicha, that you passed, you forgot something that as you were collecting. And that has to be left for the poor. However, but that which is behind them, that which the two of them never passed over, they never began. Their backs were to each other, and there was something in the middle that neither one of them ever had the opportunity to pick up because they never passed it. So that's not called shicha because you didn't forget it because it's behind you. It wasn't before you. You didn't pass it over, and therefore if it's left in the field, that does not go to the aniyim. But you, the owner of the field, the workers can still go back and can pick it up. Continues the Mishnah. Yachid shehitchil meirosh hashura. If an individual began from not the beginning, the middle of the row, but here at the beginning of the row. Vishachach lefanav ulaacharav, and again he forgot something before or after him. Shelefanav eino shecha, which is before him is not shecha because he hasn't yet gotten there yet. Shelaacharav, but something that he's already passed and it's behind him. Shecha, that's considered to be forgotten. That goes to the aniyim. Bipneishu b'al toshuv. That's exactly the prohibition that you cannot return. Go back to something you previously passed. Zeh klal, says the Mishnah, this is the general rule. Kol shu b'al toshuv shecha v'sheino b'al toshuv einu shecha. In all these cases that the Mishnayos are describing, when you violate b'al toshuv, if it's something that you cannot go back, you've already passed it. So that's shecha. Those are the cases where the sheaves have to remain for the niyam, for the poor. V'sheino bal toshuv, but if you haven't yet violated this prohibition of don't go back, you still have the opportunity under all the various situations that we've described that you're allowed to go back. She'eino shecha, that's not shecha. The aniyim don't have access to it, and rather the owner of the field can still go back and can collect it. We'll do one more Mishnah Hey. So how many sheaves are we talking about that you forgot? That what if you forgot 100 sheaves next to each other? Is that called shecha? So the Mishnah says no. Shnei omrim shecha shlosha einon shecha. If you have two sheaves next to each other and you forgot them, you already passed them, so that is shecha. But if you had three, that's too many. Three that are right next to each other. Even if you've passed it, that does not go to the aniyim. Rather, the owner of the field let it go back and to pick them up. Similarly, shnei tziburei zeisim v'charuvim shecha v'shosha ina shecha. If you have two piles of olives or of charuvim, you have buxer, you have carobs. So if it's two together and you passed it, that's shecha. But three is not shecha. Or shnei chutznei pishton, you have two stalks of flax, and you pass them, so that's shecha, but shlosha, but three of them together, ain't a shecha. Or shnei gargarim, peret, shlosha, einon peret. Or if you have now a field of a vineyard, so it's not called shecha, but rather it's called, or not leket in this case, it's something that you dropped. It's not called leket when it comes to a vineyard, rather it's called peret. We'll see more as the Masechta continues regarding the details of peret. But if you have two grapes that have fallen, that has to be left for the poor. But three is not peret. Three you can go back and collect. Shnei shibolim leket, shlosha einan leket. If you have two ears of corn and they fell, that's called leket. But three that fall together is not leket. Elu kedivrei beis hillel. So all this that we just said in this Mishnah, if two are forgotten, that it goes to the aniyim, but three do not, that's the opinion of Beis Hillel, because the Bar Tanur explains that Beis Hillel learns from that from the pasuk, the source in the middle of Sefer VaYikram, Parshas Kedoshim. One for the poor, one for the stranger. So two, it speaks of two leavings, two you forgot two things for two aniyim. So when two are forgotten, that's called leket, that's called shecha, that's called peret, but not three. Three is for the baal bayis, for the owner. But Beis Shammai says, no, it's always three and four. That if you got three have to go to the aniyim. It's only when there's four together that's when the baal bayis can retain it. How does Beis Shammai know that? Because the pasuk says not in VaYikra, but rather in Sefer Devarim, lager liasom lialmanah yeh hari shlosh aniyim. It gives three examples for the stranger, for the orphan, and for the widow. Lager liasom lialmanah yeh. So the Beis Shammai learns out that when three are left together, that the aniyim have access to. But when four are forgotten, when four are dropped, so then that is not considered for the reshus, the property of the aniyim, but rather it retains within the ownership of the baal bayis, and the baal bayis can go back and can collect it.